Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Monday matinees begin right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
That's what the letter says.
Here we are, then.
Are you certain about this?
I hear on good faith from a source of my own.
Well, what I've heard says to be careful.
Who have you been speaking to?
I can't give that out. They wished to remain anonymous.
Oh, that's lovely. Nothing like anonymous sources.
There's quite a bit of fencing around it.
Now, that I wasn't expecting.
To keep the wraiths in, or keep us out?
We've got no reason to think either, other than the Catabasas Hollow being quite dreary and ominous.
Very well.
We'll need to break on to the property.
A stand-up guy like yourself?
How stand-up do you think I am? Perhaps I need to take you out for a drink sometime.
Oh, do you know of any haunted speakeasies?
No, not really. There was one time where there was a report of a haunted French border.
What the devil?
To be clear, I was not a customer.
Will you stop with the rambling?
Sure.
We gotta get over that wall. I need to see what's happening.
Okay, very well. Let me give you a boost.
Okay, I can see over. But not much else. I dropped my flashlight over.
Wonderful. I'm coming up after you.
All right. Ready to go over. How do we do that?
Depends on how many bones we are willing to break.
Well, I'd estimate there's at least one scenario in which one of us breaks the bones and breaks the fall.
That hardly seems fair.
What's that sound?
Don't be frightened. I'm sure it's fine.
It came from over there. Did you feel that change in the wind?
It may be a figment of your...
I think you and I need to run.
Run? No. Why? Well, that got you down. Ouch. Well, at least it was surprisingly not so bad.
Let's get out of here.
And where do you think we're going?
I imagine this will actually be disastrous.
How have we managed to offend them so quickly?
Perhaps the spirits are sensitive?
We're awfully quick to label them as spirits when I don't have any empirical evidence.
I thought you weren't a strict empiricist.
It's a new science. It's trial and error.
And we're positive that it wasn't the trespassing that spurred the ghostly activity?
Well, it would be enough for writers, so if we're going to need an on-the-fly conclusion, might as well make it such. Viola!
Don't worry about me. Keep going. If I survive whatever's coming, I'll write one hell of a story.
I will not leave you.
Listen, I'm not going to be anyone's damsel. Pericles?
I'm down too.
Pericles!
That is my name. At least it's better than Mr. Pensworth, though she might be getting a bit too comfortable around me.
Will you get over here?
Allow me a moment to unroll my spine.
If you must.
What is this?
I don't know, but it's glowing.
That it is.
Any thoughts on what it is?
It's dissipating rapidly.
Monkey shines.
Pardon me, but what the exact hell?
This has the mark of mischief all over it.
In what exact way?
All the signs are here. Perhaps it is a modified sort of Tesla cable producing stray energy.
Are you certain? We've heard of some awfully strange things around this area.
It's true, as articulated by the letter I was handed.
Signed by someone named Nix. Who gave that to you?
Well...
Ah, yes, the anonymous sources.
They were strangers, very eerie people, wicked and probably out of their minds.
Well, I suppose what we need to know is what is happening around here beyond our vision.
You didn't bring your case of tools.
However, I do have my ectoplasmagram on me.
Oh, of course. I didn't realize you had a portable model.
Why, yes, efficiency is key. This way.
Well, looks like we're off again.
There's nothing. If there was something, it's gone now. Not so much as even a psychic residue. After just having been here.
Either it's technical trick, or there's just something anomalous.
Perhaps this is just a colossally useless detour.
I don't understand. What's so significant about the lack of abnatural activity?
Maybe my colleague was right. Maybe I can't do this alone.
What's it a matter of? I never pictured you to be the one who needed glory.
I suppose it's about trying to prove something to myself. About why we live and what we accomplish therein. It's like I mentioned, ghosts stay on this plane because of unfinished business. I don't know. I need to ensure I leave no unfinished business.
Can you do that alone?
I suppose we'll have to see.
It definitely seems that someone wants us here, whatever the case.
It does seem someone has been watching us, possibly worse than ghosts.
I didn't know there could be something worse than ghosts.
Oftentimes, it's just the people who think they can tamper with things that you don't understand.
Do you plan on using your cane again?
That's another thing that remains to be seen. It's made of chthonic wood. Legend has it the thing was carved from the roots of the world tree. Birch believed in using things like this. Tokens, trinkets, talisman.
How did he die?
I don't know. I merely know it was here.
Is it possible he's still alive?
Oh, no. He's quite dead.
Why do you say it like that?
Perhaps we should stop talking.
What happened to him?
It doesn't matter, because it won't happen to us.
If you say so.
Whoa! Hello. What are you people up to this hour? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
No, but I was looking. What are you doing out at this hour?
Ah, well, my name is H.M. Moros, M.D. But if you like a bit less in the way of alphabetics, you could call me Dr. Moros. And you are?
Pensworth, you didn't answer my question.
Nor did you, but that's just as well. I'm out here looking for my cat. My home is out there in the clearing, and Wendell just slipped out the door and capered through the gate.
Is that a gun at your side that you're gripping?
If you're not careful out here, you may find yourself a ghost one day.
Have you seen anything unusual?
Oh, the occasional figment, a few unaccompanied shadows.
But that doesn't bother you.
Oh, well, I try to get along. We can all just be out here, living together. Spirits don't cause much trouble.
Can you point us towards what we're after?
I've noticed that there are often the strangest formations in the dirt. And with that, there's frequently burnt brush towards the middle of the woods.
What sort of formations?
Just dust mounded up in piles. Not certain what their purpose is.
Perhaps there's more here than what we'd expected. Thank you.
Very well. I'm going off to find my cat.
Let's go take a look at this.
We may yet find our ghosts. Tesla coils.
Oh, come on, Perry.
Perry, eh?
I thought it might be endearing, given your need to undercut my theory.
I do so only because of the significance of this place.
How so?
Where is Birch if it wasn't something unearthly that happened here?
I did think it was a bit curious you've been so ardent about it, given how you try and keep so open-minded.
I've met more frauds than the London Ghost Club. I've looked into faux spiritualists who have suggested getting me in contact with everyone, from Robert Owen to Ben Franklin. I've always understood that I might be just chasing stories, but this is about something different.
I see what you mean. Look, there's the clearing. And a small fire? Oh, that was odd. A tingle. Sent a shock of shiver down my spine.
This place seems to be alive.
How is that possible?
It's almost as though all the spiritual activity has rubbed off on the location itself.
What has brought you here?
We're only here to try and discover what happened to a friend. Ignatius Birch died here. Perhaps you know of him?
You're not interested in any mystery details of old lives.
Who are you?
We are asking you the questions.
Very well, then. Ask away.
Do you know what you have done?
No, that's why we asked the question. He's not great at making sense.
I guess ghosts aren't big on avoiding contradictions.
I have lost my mind. I am nothing but. I have been told by some of my friends here to watch for you. They tell me about you. The killers are.
You're mistaken.
And then their lives were taken. Minutes.
Beware the night.
It causes great fright.
If Nyx is your foe,
into ice you go.
He plays with the dead.
It's off with your head.
He knows nothing of love.
He trusts not chance. Just seeks remembrance.
Don't breathe too deep.
Or off to sleep.
Your dear friend.
You're not a bitter end.
And the bitterest part
is that you had no heart.
It's foul enough to be a murderer, but you need to take life and set the grave. Must be reckoned. You would be wise to flee and never return.
There's quite a lot of electricity in the air currently.
Our disembodied friend here seems to be emitting it.
If only we could get rid of it by some sort of conduction.
Yes, that would be an idea.
What about your jigamabob?
The ectoplasmogram? Yes, I think so.
Today, you will join me in death.
But also my cane.
Wait, what?
Take cover! He just blasted lightning at us. Striking.
You are such a... Never mind. You're going to use your cane? An artifact? An antique?
The cane has its own way about it of showing back up, but it's just what we need, along with the device to draw in the attack of our electrical foe.
Very well, then.
Show yourselves!
Ready?
Show yourselves!
Here I am! He seems to have dispersed.
And your staff is disintegrated.
It happens.
Well, that was a sight to behold.
Who's there?
Most call me Miss Sexton, but you can call me Nell.
Okay, Miss Sexton. Why are you here?
Isn't it funny how the whole world dies in the winter? And the cold seems to suggest a certain flimsiness between this world and the next?
I guess that depends how you look at it. Sounds very much to be Celtic myth. What is Catabasas Hollow?
It's simply the overlapping of life and death. Two different worlds meet out here in these woods.
One might be concerned about getting lost.
Well, Nell and I know our way around the murky, winding way between. Don't we, dear?
Indeed we do.
Aren't you two just the cutest thing?
These two were your informants, then?
How did you...
They are the most likely candidates, being the creeps they are.
And here you are, picking a fight with the voice of the woods.
He started it.
That is true.
Well, there's been an imbalance here, caused by the actions of others. We're here to manage it.
How is that?
A two-way passage between life and afterlife, as opposed to the one-way grave. The hollow is sensitive to abnormal activity. Activity that disturbs the simplicity of the grave.
That's a curious way of putting it.
Well, we're the curious sort.
As am I. Can you explain a little bit more?
We're going to need to take something.
What's that?
One of you.
What? No.
Oh, yes.
You'll have to fight me.
While that is, yes, very intimidating, that won't be necessary.
No! Let go of me!
Take me instead! Get your hands off her, you bat!
Perry!
They teleported in a flurry. What the devil is going on?
It's unfortunate, but you see, we had to take her. We're working to close this fissure.
I am going to beat the living daylights out of you!
Oh, if you wish.
Ah!
Pensworth! Spring forth from the bushes, no less.
Shove your whimsy! What is this place?
Whoa! Okay then. Pericles. What is you want to know?
What is happening around here? There's no way you don't know. Everything about you screams deviant.
No need to be haughty about it. It is true. I wasn't forthright with you so much. I need your help myself.
After all this, now you're deciding it's time to be forthright?
It was necessary. I'm the job you've been coming for. The one who signed Nyx.
Be wary of that letter you got.
Birch, I know why you'd say that. Even in the grave, it's your ego.
No, you can't follow this path. It's too dangerous. And far too familiar.
This is about my studies, my legacy.
Oh, your legacy. Then perhaps I should say, see you soon.
What do you need?
I've been hearing voices lately. I thought perhaps you'd know something about that. It interferes greatly with my work.
You're the one who had Viola report on me.
Yes, I wanted Miss Arlette to report to see the veracity of your claims. She's a good reporter.
Daring indeed.
Are you two...
an item? No, no.
I was going to ask Available to help me.
Had your goons not taken her, then yes.
My goons? No, they're certainly not after you for the sake of ill intent. All of this is about making things better, making it right. Is that not your job? I followed your career, actually.
Oh, have you?
And that of your mentor.
Then you know that he died in this very glen.
Is that so? Perhaps the same thing that's called me here called him here.
If you believe those sorts of forces exist.
There are a lot of things you discover. But here I am, lecturing to the professor.
Is that your home?
Yes, that would be the Moros Castle. Adopting styles from our Bauhaus friends in Germany.
Being a financier to papers and other business does seem to be the good life.
Indeed. It frees me up to personal goals. Of varying sorts. Mostly in scientific nature.
Wonderful. I thought the hobbyist scientist died out last century.
No, we're all polymaths here.
Not only that, but he throws great parties, too.
You...
he, of course, feels obliged to partake. They're quite good.
And seeing how I'm as good as dead, naturally. Libations may be hard on the liver and the soul, but good for the heart.
That's certifiably false.
Don't be such a downer. We can all surely work together and raise our spirits.
What is it you loons want?
Only the assistance of two great minds.
You do owe us, after all, Mr. Moros.
Oh, do you?
Mr. Paul and Miss Sexton have been business associates of mine, yes.
And money is not a workable form of payment, you see.
They're quite particular.
Which, of course, is the other reason we're here. Start walking.
You gotta come with us, Perry.
Hi there. Are you a fan of all things horror? Yeah? You are? Well, in that case, find Tuesday Terrors, which is the Mutual Audio feed that comes out on a Tuesday, believe it or not. Shock horror, I know. But if you subscribe there, you'll find amazing horror fiction audio in your player every Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network, listening and imagining together.